What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today. Our unofficial NBA correspondent, my man DeJuan, will be calling in. We're going to get a little bit into this playoffs. I understand we're very early into the playoffs, the first week of the playoffs. But hey, it's NBA. We got something to say. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but we don't get into it, along with all the other craziness of this podcast. So, before we jump into all of that, we got to pay some bills around here. You can reach the podcast, all things related to the podcast, at samshownation.com. Yes, samshownation.com is the home of everything related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. And right there on the homepage, the current promotions page, you can hit that donate button. By hitting that donate button, you can give back to this podcast and you can make this a bigger, better, fatter, greater podcast that you can do right there by clicking that link and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. So, please hit the donate button right there at samshownation.com. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to show a little love as you go through your daily life. We got you covered. You can always go to samshownation.com and hit the store link. And by hitting that store link, you can show your love for the podcast with whatever swag we have right there. That is, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you got, you can show off your love for the podcast throughout your daily life. Go ahead, get it. Various different sizes and types. You can do it right there at samshownation.com. You can walk through your day and show your love for the podcast. Also, speaking of podcasts, you can always go to samshownation.com, hit that podcast link, and you can listen to the podcast right there on the page. Or however you listen to devices. We're currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS. So pretty much if it sound comes out of it, it's a pretty good chance you can hear the podcast. Or you can go right there at samshownation.com. Now, before we jump to this podcast, we do have a few sponsors. Actually, a new sponsor that is currently sponsoring the podcast. We want to show you love. Hey, let's start with them. The new sponsor of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. And I love these guys because I personally use this. And when they reached out, I thought it was pretty cool. That is Chicago Steak Company. Yes. It's about that time, man. Spring is in the air. I stay in the Midwest, so there's no snow on the ground. You know, at that time, I got to break out that grill. Now, if I'm breaking out that grill, I'm getting some good stuff from the good folks at Chicago Steak Company. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Chicago Steak Company is the premier provider of gourmet steaks, seafoods, and desserts. Here at the Chicago Steak Company, they know quality. And they are dedicated to providing you the very, 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 very best. It is because of their commitment to excellence that they can, you know, distinguish themselves over other gourmet steak providers, including grade, hand selection, cut, and aging. They got it right there. And the best place to get it is go to samshownation.com on the current promotions page. Click the Chicago Steak link. Chicago Steak Leak, right in the corner, right in the lower right hand corner. And with that, you can get, like I said earlier, would it be steaks, meats, chickens, maybe some seafood, and they even jump into the dessert game. Now, I think we're going to be doing this once a week, but we got the Sam Show Nation special. And this week's first week of the Sam Show Nation special, you're going to kick in the door with spring because spring sales are starting to heat up right here at the Chicago Steak Company via samshownation.com. One of the Sam Show Nation offer of the week is steak tips. Hey, whatever you order, whatever food you get from there, whether it be chicken, whether it be steaks, whether it be seafood, whatever you get, if you have an order of $99 or more, you go to samshownation.com, put in the offer code steak tips. That is STEAKTIPS. And you will, on top of your order, receive 3 pounds of tender filet mignon tips on your order of $99 or more. There you go. Just a little free gift saying, hey, I rocks with Sam Show Nation. Let them know we have weekly stuff. And I think that's what we're going to do. So please go to Chicago Steak Company and you can click that link right there at samshownation.com. Now look, second sponsor, be remiss if I didn't talk about this. It's the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. And next, good folks, here is NBAstore.com. Yes, NBAstore.com got everything you need to root for your teams entering the 2017 playoffs. Maybe you want to root for Boston. Maybe you want to root for the Clippers. You better hurry up. Maybe you want to root for the Cavs or the Warriors. I mean, they got all the teams you need right there, and they got you right there. And any order over $50, all you got to do is go to SamTroNation.com, click the NBA store link. Any order over $50, put in the promo code NBA50 at checkout. It's free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. So please go ahead and do that right there on the page at SamTroNation.com, the NBA store. Getting ready for the playoffs, which we will be talking about in great length in this podcast. The next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Walmart knows that spring is here, and they want you to spring it on and refresh your life for less. Go to SamTroNation.com right there on the current promotions page. Click that Walmart link, and let's get ready for some spring. Anything goes. It's a spring thing. They got new styles for the entire family. They got you out in the yard doing some yard work. Maybe you want to get some tools to freshen up. Maybe inside the house you got to do some spring cleaning. They got you covered right there. They're getting you ready for all things spring right there at Walmart via SamTroNation.com. And speaking of getting stuff done, you can pick up your orders today. You can go to SamTroNation.com and order whatever you need for the spring thing that you got that you're working on. And you can pick it up by going to SamTroNation.com, click the Walmart link, and put in your nearest Walmart store. You can pick it up right then and there. Now, hey, maybe you want to ship to your house? No problem. Any order over $50 is free shipping. They even have free two-day shipping right there via SamShowNation.com. So you don't even have to leave your house for whatever spring thing you were doing. So I know this personally because I am doing some spring cleaning around my house and I have to do my thing. So I ordered it from Walmart. I went to my local store, closest Walmart, saw my guys, DeMarco. What's up, man? And, you know, oh, speaking of which, DeMarco got promoted to manager. I don't know if we got anything to do with it, but please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link. Congratulations, DeMarco. You can go ahead and you can pick up your store from the nearest store where you get free two-day shipping on any order over $50. So please get the spring thing in gear. Go to SamShowNation.com and refresh your life for less via Walmart. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, I want to say this sponsor's been rocking with us, and I love them because I've been using it. Speaking of spring things, I've been doing a lot of spring reading. That is the good folks at Amazon.com. If you go to SamShowNation.com, you see an Amazon banner right there on the homepage and current promotions page, and I've clicked that banner, and I've gotten some reading done. I just finished Life by Keith Richards. That is a good book, long book, good book. And it really gets me into a lot of stuff. But hey, maybe you feel like reading. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're getting some classics like The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Maybe you're getting It by Stephen King. Maybe you're getting you're strengthening your love life with the 5 love languages. I don't know what you're getting. You can get it right there at hardcover. Or if you're Amazon Prime, you can get it with Kindle. Read it on the Kindle. Keep it on the go. You can do it right there. Or maybe you're going to Amazon for any of the things that you need. Amazon got everything from A to Z. And since they got everything from A to Z, they got you covered. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page. And there we go. And so that's enough of me getting out there, reading, and all that other good stuff. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to restart these mics. And we'll jump into this phone call that our correspondent's calling in. We'll get in some of the regular craziness that we have here at Just Talking Sam podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam podcast. put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
You don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
Alright, we back. I really don't know how much time I got before my man DeJuan kick in gear and call into the podcast. So we just gonna start it off like we would normally start it off. Solo deep by myself. And I'm just gonna talk about a lot of the stuff. One thing I want to address, the 345,000 pound elephant in the room with this podcast, is the fact that I went to go see Unforgettable. Last episode, we talked to the cast and crew, and everything was lovely, and everything was nice. And then we went to go see the movie. And, go see that movie. It's a good movie. It's a quick movie. I'm trying to do this without giving spoilers. I think in our conversation, I understand we didn't sit down and have an in-depth way of talking to them. We got into it. We talked a little bit about the movie and what their characters were. I really want to do a follow-up interview with Katherine Heigl because she played crazy. She was crazy to the point where it was that weird level of believable crazy. So if you missed the last podcast, please go back and listen to it. We talked about it. But if you got some time and you want to go check out a pretty good movie and you want to see an actor or actress's range, I like that. Now, don't get it twisted. Rosario was that was well worth the price of admission, just off rip. But like after watching Katherine Heigl, I'm used to her being in these romantic comedies. I'm used to her Grey's Anatomy. I'm used to her just playing the dim-witty. I don't want to say dim-witty. She's not stupid, but just like the all-knowing hero, the all-American girl. She made that hard left. Hard left turn, playing crazy. She made it believable. Some people, when they played a crazy role, it was just like, oh, I can't believe this person did that. The stuff she was doing is shit that can happen for real. Like, and I'm watching this like, oh my god, it was pretty well thought out of some of the stuff she was doing. And it's weird that I'm saying the word stuff, because I really want to get into it. I'm just going to wait for some more time to pass. That way, I can really get into this movie, because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Because it's new. As of the recording of this podcast, it's only been in theaters, 2 days? So, yeah. Please check that out. It was well worth the price of admission. And then I came home to sit down to watch some TV. One of the things I watched on TV, major shout out, go to my girl Serena Williams. I mean, we have said many times on this podcast, you know, how lovely we dig the athleticism and then just a strong figure, not to mention she's easy on the eyes. Serena Williams, she's... But one thing about this, she put up the picture and she was 20 weeks. So, if my math is right, that means she won the Australian Grand Slam and she was 2 months pregnant. That means she was 2 months pregnant, cracking that ass. 35, 2 months pregnant, still cracking that ass on the tennis court. So, wow. That was... Yeah, in January. So, if it's 20 weeks, that would have been in January. So, look, let me explain why that. We all know tennis is a very physical game, and she's one of the best at it, if not the best, rocking it right now. A couple weeks ago, I pulled a muscle in my ankle, and I didn't want to get out of the bed for 3 days. Now, I could walk, I can do all my stuff, I just had a sore ankle. And I was just like, oh, it's going to be a tough one. She's carrying another life, whipping that ass, 2 months pregnant, won an Australian Grand Slam. Alright, the young lady who was playing her has to feel, you know what? You was beaten by the best. I was going to say she feel like trash right now, but no, you were beaten by the best. And if you was beaten by the best, you can have baby, ankle weights, weighted vests. You can be playing under a rock and you still get your ass kicked. I mean, that's just whatever it is. I think the reason, like, I don't, and like, if you sit back and think about it, like, I don't know why I was excited about that. It was just like, I get it. It's a form of life I'm happy for, but like, I was legitimately amped while she, you know, she's pregnant, which is cool. But not that I was happy for her and all that good stuff. There was a wave of closure. Look, I understand I am a married man, but there's like that shot, like, maybe, possibly. No, the door is closed now. Like, the door wasn't even really open. It was cracked. The smallest amount of cracked that could be in there for a guy like myself. But, like, maybe, who knows? Maybe. No. It book closed. It shut. It was mixed emotions. And it all, I'm ultimately happy about that. But there is, like I'm very curious to see the comeback. I want to see. She's 35. If she has the baby, 20 weeks, I think she'll still be 35, 36. She has the baby. She gets back into shape. If she needs to. I mean, she's already in shape. So, like, she has the baby. She get back in, I guess, playing shape. At 36, maybe 37, she still get back on the court. Because they're going to have like a year without her. And it's going to be somebody who's going to take or fill that void. Unless Venus, like, you got this? All right, Venus come in there and she hold it down while, you know, her sister, you know, take care of the baby. But let's say if it's not Venus. If Venus don't do it, then someone else, whoever wants to, and then it's like Michael Jordan coming back with the 45. She come back with the baby carriage in one hand, the stroller. All right, here we go. We're going to put the stroller on the side right at the out of bounds, you know, get a baby as pacifier, and then resume cracking that ass on the tennis court. Who knows, man? Stranger things have happened. Maybe she could. We don't know. But to Serena and the Williams family, those girls, look, hey, I nothing but love and respect, and congratulations on the baby. And I see the calls is coming in. My man DeJuan is calling in with the Skype boy, so we finna plug him in. So here he is. My man DeJuan, our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent, thanks for calling in this week. On short notice, I talked to you a little bit off mic about this, but, you know, thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir, not a problem.
Now, to jump into it, I understand we are 2 games in a piece, not counting the stuff that's happening tonight, you know, as of recording this. About 2 games a piece all across the board. Have you seen anything that kind of that stuck out in the playoffs so far? I understand it's the first round. This is the time people usually skip. But you see anything that kind of floats your boat?
Everybody's study so far is who I thought they would be. I didn't think Boston was a true number one seed. They're not. The Bulls, for the Bulls to pull it together, I thought the Bulls was a disaster, but they exposed in Boston in every single way that a team can be exposed, so just kind of a little shook about that. But other than that, anybody else is exactly what I thought they was going to be and doing exactly what I thought they were going to do.
Now, I'm watching the, I'm glad you brought up about the Bulls and the Celtics. Like, I really think, all right, first of all, not taking away the athleticism of Jimmy Butler at all. It's just, they are essentially vulturing the Celtics because of, and I'm just going to point it out, I really think Isaiah Thomas can, we all know what happened with his sister and, wish him well in the worst of times right now for him. I don't think he's playing with his mind on the game. He's played the best game that he's played. What was that, Sunday?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's 100% in it. I don't think he's straight up focused on the game, understandably so. And I think the Bulls are taking advantage of that.
But you know what else it is too? Like, he's a turn a corner, you know what I'm saying? When he turn a corner, usually he's gone. He doesn't have anybody that's even remotely attempting to step up. They don't know how to space. And Rajon Rondo is playing like he is in Boston again. But that's another big thing, is Rondo is just, he's playing superb defense. Like, he's not letting him beat him off the dribble. He doesn't get a chance to really turn anymore.
Well, here's my point with Rondo. You had all season of rest. You didn't do shit for roughly 40 games. And
absolutely.
Now you want to show up? Hey, if you're going to show up, better late than never, man.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's putting forth a great performance right now. But, again, like you said, the Bulls went to their Discord. Everybody was talking to the media and saying all this other craziness. But now, at this point, they're gelling. And, of course, winning always brings happiness.
Yeah.
And, honestly, even just on paper, they're just a bad matchup for the Celtics. It's just all bad. They're too big. The Celtics can't go big. Isaiah is undersized at best. I mean, he lit it up during the regular season, but we all know that, the playoffs are a season in themselves. So, yep. And
well,
basically, Boston is, reaping the benefits of being the number one seed that really probably shouldn't have been a number one.
Yeah, I'm not calling an upset special just yet. I'm pretty sure Boston can rally. Just seeing what the next few games are. Maybe we'll see. We'll see starting tonight. Now let's move on. Cleveland, Indiana Pacers is exactly what I thought it was going to be. With the caveat, and I'm with you on that, with the caveat of this and only this, I took a complete 180 degree turn from the last time you were on a podcast about PG-13. About blaming the team, about him getting no help. I thought that was some whiny prima donna type stuff. No, I went the other way. My man is not getting the help he deserves.
No.
Lance Stevenson is doing nothing. It's just him.
What'd you expect?
He's in his defense. PG-13 is locking up LeBron when he has the opportunity to, but it's just him out there. All he do is pass the ball to Kyrie, and the rest is what it is. Is they're leading, the Cavs are leading 2-0 for a reason. And if I'm PG-13, if I'm Paul George, I'm doubly pissed because he's not gonna. It's like apparent he's never gonna make the NBA top 15 list or all NBA team to keep $15 million. See, everyone else is playing for like prestige and just cool to be in the playoffs. No, it's a $15 million purse riding on PG-13, depending on how he finished these playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the only way to change everyone's mind is to continue playing.
I think he's planning to go back home. I think he's planning to go back to California. I'm really hoping that maybe they can work out something like a trade for Blake Griffin, to him to go to an Eclipse.
Blake ain't going to Indiana. Get that off your mind.
I know, because he can go anywhere he wants to. That's yeah. all that sucks about it. But I can hope if, and I can dream.
If PG go anywhere, if he goes anywhere, he probably end up at the Celtics.
See, they had the chance to pull the trigger on that, and Danny Ainge, for whatever reason, Lord knows, like, I mean, they didn't want much. They just wanted kind of a fair trade, and for whatever reason, he didn't do it. And if that trade would have happened, I think the Celtics would be in a different position right now.
Well, here's the first. And I am a minority at this, and maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm Danny Ainge, I agree with what he did, because why would I trade for you and I can wait a few months and you're going to be a free agent?
True, to a degree. But now with him being a free agent, he can go where he want to go. So now he don't really have to trade for you.
Nah, I ain't got to give up. Nah, I don't have to give up the team I'm building. You could just be a piece of the team I got.
Yeah, that is true.
That's how I looked at it. Now...
I would have went for the win now scenario.
No,
you went out and got them.
You don't have the pieces you need. It's apparent, and then you ain't got enough time for Paul George to be up to speed enough to even make a dent in these playoffs. Yeah, you may get to the second round, but you probably ended up doing that in the first place. But that's my take on it.
I mean, you know, three sides of every story. My side, your side, the truth.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. We can see. I mean, I can understand that. That's a valid point. I think I still would have went for it, you know, but that's just me. Because right now you got, oh my God, I just turned on the game and it's looking pretty good. They're looking competitive right now.
Yeah.
But then again, you also got to look at, I mean, Kevin Love is playing out his head right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyrie is being Kyrie Irving. So there's a lot of stuff going on with him. You know, but hopefully Paul George can, I don't know, something hopefully can happen with that. I really hope he goes back to L.A., though, somewhere in L.A.
Well,
I don't know about the Lakers, because I don't know if they got enough. I mean, he'll get paid out there, and I'm sure somebody will join eventually, but they won't have a good season. They'll be respectable, maybe, if he goes. But
makes sense. Now, Washington versus the Hawks, I'm only going to spend 2 seconds on this, because this is exactly what we thought was going to happen. Like, nothing changed from the last couple of weeks when you was sitting right next to me. You call it in. This is exactly what we thought was going to happen. You got Dwight Howard pissed for what? You knew this was going to happen. So, I can fast forward this because we all saw this coming. The Hawks, once again, are not for real. All right, let's just move on to Toronto versus Milwaukee. Honestly, this has been my favorite series out of the East because
I want to throw one thing in about Atlanta. Real
okay,
quick.
Go ahead.
I believe that Dwight Howard is done in the NBA. I think he need to go to China.
No, he
going. I think he's done. I don't see. I mean, he's off his baby tissue. He's baby wipes right now. I don't see nothing really happening.
I don't see him done yet. I see him big man off the bench for the rest of his career.
But I mean, that's crazy. He was, at one point in time, people were calling him the best center in the league, and he's a shell of himself now. That's crazy. I mean,
well, you got to think, when you went to everywhere else and you tried to pull rank, you got into it with Harden, you got into it with Kobe, you got into it with Stan when you was in Orlando. Dude, all the makings of a locker room cancer. And Atlanta's not been too cool with you either.
No, it's not looking good. It's definitely not looking good with him in Atlanta right now. You know what I'm saying?
So, like I said, locker room cancer. He's doing everything we thought was going to happen. That's why I'm just moving on to Raptors-Bucks.
Yeah, that's been interesting.
That is very interesting. That's the series I like to call the Stars of Tomorrow. Because everyone here is worth watching. It's like you see the Bucks, this young talent coming out, hungry, ready to play. But then you see the Raptors, who essentially were the Bucks last year. Young stars, ready to play. And I ask myself the question, does where does that experience line is going to come from? Is it going to be your us from a year ago, or how does this look? Or maybe the Bucks are just hungry enough, young enough, and they want it enough.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's become very interesting, and unfortunately, I don't know, Kyle Lowry ain't been. But he needs to be, and I thought that they had bulked up enough with Serge Ibaka and all that, that Toronto was, I mean, I didn't think they was going to run away with the series, but it's been way more competitive than what I thought it was going to be. The Bucks are showing me something about themselves right now.
Kyle Lowry is playing some of the best basketball in this playoff right now. It's a shame he's not going to go farther in the playoffs. Maybe, maybe, big maybe, asterisks with this maybe. Maybe second round. Hard, mate, but you're dealing against the Greek freak, man. I don't know what this cat is. That's why I said the stars of tomorrow.
He surprised me a lot. I wasn't expecting. I mean, I knew potential. He had a lot of potential, but he's doing things that, man, how old is this kid? What is he, like 19?
Yeah. 20? That's the scary part.
That's
put him on a team where, and this is no shot to the Bucks at all, but you put him on a team, or you get a leader, someone with some leadership, a vet who'd been around and can kind of mold and mentor him, not necessarily on a coaching level, but just player to player.
Yeah.
That cat is going to be probably the best. He's like the best of all your big men. He got Shaq a little bit. I see a little bit of him. I see a little bit of the Gasols in him. I see all the makings of Little Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I can see that.
I see all the makings of somebody that's going to be just a beast in years to come. So we're going to continue watching that one. Alright, let's just, here's the West, or what we like to call speed round. Warriors and Blazers, who didn't see that coming? No Durant, no problem.
Yeah, I feel so bad, and I love Damian Lillard, and I'm just like, bro, I think y'all might get swept up out of there.
Yeah.
Draymond Green is playing, that's a tough team to beat. And then JaVale McGee. Oh my God, JaVale McGee. Shaq is awakening a beast.
Yeah, it's just,
I wish Shaq had not have said anything, because JaVale McGee is, and you know what's funny, what I saw the other day that really just opened my eyes up and made me really see how Draymond Green is just the man right now. Draymond Green was directing JaVale McGee.
Oh,
telling,
my
no,
God.
Get here, this is where you space. I'm like, so he's coaching this dude. And JaVale McGee swallowed his pride, and he's listening, and he's becoming a better player because of it. So we'll see. I think.
Well, yeah, he's a better player, but let's really sit back and think about what's happening.
Oh, Kwame, you on that team? What's
that thing? I'm going to teach you everything you know, but not everything I know. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Spurs, Grizzlies, you've seen this. I'm having fun with this on social media for all the wrong reasons. Yes. Yeah. Take that for data. I will take that for data. I mean, the thing that keep me watching this game right now is the coach, David Fizdale. Where do I start, man? I mean, this is normal, man. Where do I start with this cat? He's making this series watchable because he's getting beat so bad, and he's just only getting badder and badder and badder.
But you know what, though? He does have a point. Like, I watched the game in question, and he was right. I mean, Kawhi went off and, you know, was doing his thing, and he just really, like, what I thought was going to happen was the refs was going to equal it out a little bit. I was like, okay, well, you know, San Antonio's getting the calls. Eventually, they'll kind of equal out, because that's normally what happens in basketball. First half, one team gets a lot of calls. Second half, they try to even it out as best they could. No, it was not that game.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Like, it's hot.
He has a point. That doesn't make it less funny. And then, the second game you lost, you accused Kawhi Leonard of being a robot.
He lost me on that one.
Yeah, and I quote.
Yeah.
That, you know what? You know what?
I know that robots are allowed to play in the NBA.
I'm going to put a pin in that. I'm going to put a pin in that. That is our. That is this week's Sit Your Ass Down, because I really got to jump. I don't want to waste all your time with that. That is this week's. That he's in there because of the robot shit. So there we go. Utah Jazz and the Clippers. That is, hey, series tied 1-1, but what is unpopular, but I think Utah gonna pick it off, man. It's too many injuries on the Clips, and quite honestly, that team is looking like they're about to break up unless something major happen. But
yeah, well, they are breaking up.
That game, that is going 7 games. I can say that. I can say that clearly. That will go 7 games on the edge of my seat. And the game that should have had me on the edge of my seat was the Rockets Oklahoma City Thunder. Look.
That is bad, man.
It's just bad. Look, I'm no... Look, I promote things on a weekly basis here. Mm-hmm. I could have promoted... If I'm Adam Silver, if you listening, dog, you should have had me hype this game. Because all the makings are there. I know you got a protocol. I know you're going to do your thing. But if I had to get people to interested in this game, because we knew it was going to happen, the Rockets are a better team than the Thunder, I would have announced MVP seconds before the tip-off of this series. Oh, shit. I would have did that because Russ, Harden, they're doing their work for you. Like, Harden, he got on there. First thing he said before he's walking, he said, I'll show you who the real MVP is. That kind of show you he already has that doubt in his head that he may not get it. But this game, he's going to show you. And then, Russell Westbrook, you know, shiny suit and all. He had the shirts. He didn't go as crazy as I thought he was going to get. He may want to hurry up because he ain't got that much time. But with his, like, little cut-off chest-naked shirt, he's showing off the chest. They asked him about his friendship with James Harden. First thing he said was, "Cold. This is the coldest line I've ever heard Russell say." He said, "When I get on the floor, I only got one friend, and that's the basketball." That... Yeah. That was some, like, if I'm James Harden, I understand the spirit of competition and all that. I would feel some type of way about that. And no, if I'm Adam Silver, I would have announced MVP right then. I would have just announced MVP and just let the chips fall where they may. But is we all see it happening. I don't think they're going to get swept. But I'm seeing 5, maybe 6 games, and Rock is going to take it, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to think. He put on a performance of ages, and they still lost. I think they got swept. I don't even think they're going to win one. I want them to make it competitive, but I don't know. I think Houston's just a better team, like I said, up and down, and they just overmatched, unfortunately.
It's
funny to me.
Go ahead, please, go
they're
ahead.
Like, to me, it's like they're kind of the same in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? Like, it's that one guy that can do everything. And unfortunately, Westbrook, I think his team is just used to kind of going on autopilot so he can, you know, make history. And, like, right now, they got to turn it on, and I don't think that they know how to take it off autopilot.
Well, that's the thing. What's the old saying? You practice how you play. I've been making history for the last 40 games. You think that's going to change in the playoffs? Now y'all step up. I don't think it is. So
I think it's done.
It's cool. Don't get it twisted. I'm okay with it. Even his head is in the right place. And I thought that was respectful when they talked about, he said, well, you did all of this, that, and the third. And Russ just responded with, we lost tonight.
Yeah, he was a G for that.
I like that. He said that's all well and good, but we lost. So, hey, that's all I got to say about that. I mean, like, his head's in the right place, but I don't think we're going to see the spring fashion lineup of my man Russell Westbrook, which is interesting because I was so against it for years, but now that I don't see it coming, I kind of want to see it. Nah, Now, I want to see the crazy Game 7 series number 2, 3, deep in the playoffs. Because he had a lot of outfits last year, the year before, because you're going that far in the playoffs. Now, we just got the little black and white flowery shirt. And I know he got more in that closet. If nothing else, that's why I want him to keep going in the series. But the number's just too great. Houston is just a better team.
Yeah, it's a wrap, it looks like.
All right, well, I want to thank you. You got any last-minute type stuff? Anything to continue to watch for arguably the next two games with a lot of these teams?
Yeah, I was looking that way, unfortunately.
All right, we'll just keep watching.
Exactly, see what happens, and hopefully some of the teams that you think is going to get knocked out can become competitive and at least lead to some more entertaining basketball. That's
what I can say. All right, man. Thanks so much for calling in. Just giving you a diagnosis. Like I said, the official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent. You know a thing or two about the league, and that's why you're back on the show, man. You coming back. You know that, right?
Right. Pleasure being back. Another pleasure being back.
All right, man. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, and there you have it. That's my man, DeJuan, who was gracious enough to call in and give us some takes. Our official, unofficial, official NBA correspondent. Yes, he's more official than Mills Lane working at Foot Locker. But I kind of hinted towards it while I was speaking with him. And let's just jump right into it. I've been trying to hold off about this. Ladies and gentlemen, the segment that we brought back and is sweeping the nation. Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
First one coming out with a bullet. I should have said it while my man DeJuan was on the phone. David Fizdale, the coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look, David Fizdale, we get it, man. The whole take that for data. You hot, you bothered, you got fined $30,000 on the rant. You was talking about the officials. That should have been the, alright, it's heat of the moment, whatever. Let it go. Take that for data. Cool saying, all the other good stuff. But now, the reason we talking about you on Sit Your Ass Down, that was your warning shot last week. Or I don't even call it last week, it was a few days ago. With the old take that for data and all that. Now you're back in the headlines talking that dumb shit. NBA head coach David Fizdale thinks Kawhi Leonard may actually be a robot. See, I read that with the disbelief. Like, this man is not this crazy. He's a good dude. He just heated in the moment. It is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is a beast. And he just... But as the article goes on, I kept reading. And they quoted him as saying, he was standing next to me. And the other night, he wasn't breathing. That's what David Fizdale said. Quoted him. He told the reporters on Thursday afternoon, I'm going to check the rule book and find out if robots are allowed to play in the NBA. Somehow, Pop and them have figured it out. They know something that I don't know, and this guy bleeds antifreeze or something. End quote. David, man, sit your ass down. Look, just take the loss. Take the L. Take that for data. All of that. We get it, man. You are clearly... Do I have to call DeJuan back? We already kind of pinpointed this thing out. You are clearly outmatched, outplayed. Now you're accusing my man Kawhi Leonard of being a robot. Get the fuck out of here. Sit your ass down. I think I've wasted way too much on this. I hope he's joking. But how this reads, it looks like my man is serious as hell. And I'm only judging this by his face. His face looks like he would wholeheartedly believe this shit. So, David, please sit your ass down. Now, I know I'm going NBA heavy. And that's because the playoffs is a very exciting time. I think, hopefully, this is the last NBA something we got for a minute in the whole sit your ass down segment. Carmelo Anthony, you know, the rumors are about there. We talked about him, his troubles with the Knicks, him and Phil Jackson. And now it comes out my man was cheating, allegedly, on his wife. But when reporters came to ask Carmelo, hey, are you cheating? What's going on? His only report or his only comment was, she's married, I'm not. Melo, dog, and I'm saying this as a friend, sit your ass down. Here's why you need to sit the fuck down, Melo. Starters, no one's going to help you out with this. I get it. I read the story about the girl that you allegedly cheated with, the stripper, and God bless her because this young woman is smitten. She's actually in love because she bought the ticket to see you. She bought the JetBlue boy, and now she like, that is my man, is destiny, where that everyone here, with the exception of Lala, yeah, I know it takes two to tango, but she's not dumb enough to say words. So, please, sit your ass down. Because, Melo, I understand you got the prenup. I understand you got all this stuff going. But we live in a world of no good judges. So, the second you come out with that, oh, she married, I'm not. Now, you got a no good judge or a no good prosecutor or a no good lawyer filing that case. They finna get you for everything you got. Prenup, no prenup, whatever. And it is completely unfair. But dude, you too hot right now. You still got the feel thing. Feel somewhat justifiably, I guess. I don't know what's going on with you and Phil. He wants you gone. Lala wants you gone. A lot of people don't want you around, Melo. And then for you to say something like that oh, she married, I'm not. That's some childish shit, man. Just please, sit your ass down. And we'll get into all the other thing, but I gotta say, man, just chill. All right, finally, major contributors to the entire sit your ass down category. Now, I get on this family a lot. They are sit your ass down legends. If no one needs to sit their ass down more than these people, let's just take it. The Kardashian clan. First up, the patriarch or matriarch? I don't know what to call it. Caitlyn Jenner. Now, this week, Caitlyn had the round two with Diane Sawyer. Almost 2 years, if not 2 years to the date, Bruce became Caitlyn. And had the revealing interview. I want to call it the check-in. The how you doing? Is everything the way you thought it was going to be? And we got some questions answered. Now me, I got a question answered. I have been very critical. I said, like, look, if my man don't go all the way, Bruce, Caitlyn, however you wanna live, depending on whatever, you Caitlyn now, and you are Caitlyn now, because in that interview it's come out that you cut it. Cut your meat. Cut it off. The old no return. The old slice and dice. There, you officially Caitlyn. Now, I was very critical. I said, like, until you, Bruce, get out there and you go ahead and you make that decision, you just a dude playing dress up. That is my quote from a little over a year ago when all of this was coming up. and you are not playing dress up anymore. You in champion that whole, you're a woman's champion or whatever. I call bullshit on that. I said you need to sit your ass down there. So now, I guess you, no, you don't retroactively get these results from here on out. I guess you ain't got no choice but to do it, because you're not going to embody feminism for what you was doing, because it was better people than you doing it when you decide to do it. But now, cut the boy off. Speaking of sitting your ass down, you're going to be doing that a lot to pee. Hope you got your rhythm down. And as far as sitting your ass down, without question, you guys have already taken the level of capitalism. Caitlyn Jenner, 2 years in the game, and I'm just reporting this, will be doing a new, is booking nude scenes, apparently. According to the Diane Sawyer interview, you're going out, there are some, look, however you do it, the news, there's some publications out there who's ready to, I guess, get you out there. And look, I try to be as progressive as I can, but no one's gonna call this weird. Like, no one, how you just ran to the trans issues and that real people face, like you ran to be the front runner of that, and then how you ran to do this, and now you got the new photo shoot going. Don't this seems a little, you got the surgery, you got the boycott, so now you running to just sit your ass down. Like, you just essentially sort of got good with your folks, with your family, and now you have the Caitlyn, and I want to say this right, I want to step over my words, I don't want to speak out of school, is not only getting a new photo shoot going, there's a memoir being planned and booked as well. But Caitlyn has only been around for 2 years. Can't really have a memoir, can you? Look, I'm jumping way into this. Man, just sit your ass down. Like, like I don't want to step on no toes or whatever you believe in or whatever your cause is, but that's the cause. This one person, Caitlyn, just sit your ass down. Just please. Because if anything, if nothing else is all confusing, that's just what it is. It's just confusing. I don't know where we are with this. Just, you're doing too much, man. Not to be outdone, one side of the house got something going on, you better believe the other side of the house got something going on. Kim Kardashian, we miss you. We have missed you in the sit your ass down category. You have been quiet and late, and then you come back roaring and kicking like a healthy horse. Let you know, you again are well deserving of the sit your ass down shout out on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Like, what did Kim do? I'll tell you what she did this week. We all know Stoner's Holiday, 420. This is when pretty much anyone who smoked a joint in the last calendar year took time to celebrate and overhyped how much they love weed. We get it. I'm a drinker. St. Patrick's Day. I'm with it. Handle your high. That's all I'm saying. Kim Kardashian took that time to release her 420 friendly candle set, meaning, and on the candle set, it's Kim Kardashian dressed as the Virgin Mary, yes, with her patented, and I'm reading this, and I hope I'm reading this, Kimojis and is dressed up and she's like that. And all right, first of all, you pissed off a lot of people. Started as the Christians. Wasn't exactly too cool with you dressing up as the Virgin Mary. You know, old sex tape star dressing up as the Virgin Mary. That's just plain counterintuitive right there. That's just plain, you know, whatever. The weed heads wasn't exactly too cool because now you done blew a lot of highs. Because last thing I kind of want to think about is Jesus right now. I just kind of want to have a talk or whatever I'm getting on. Then on top of you, I got you ruined my high because now I'm seeing the and like the mother of two. I don't want to see that. The and how is the candle 420 friendly? Because it didn't show a thing of THC. It didn't have really anything to do with weed other than the day that it was released. So please, Kim, you are a legend here, and I know you're going to be back. Kim, sit your ass down. I think that's what we're going to... Should we end it there? I think I should end it there, man. Because these games are coming on. I want to jump back into these NBA games. So, we're going to jump in there. I want to thank my man, DeJuan, for calling in and giving us some, you know, take on the NBA or where we are in the playoffs right now. Everything related to the podcast you can find at SamShowNation.com. You guessed it, SamShowNation.com. Man, it's been a crazy day, and we'll jump it right there. SamShowNation.com. You can talk to me personally on Twitter, SamShow11 on the tweets. Just Talk with Sam on Instagram and Facebook. Just Talk with Sam. No G in talking. I'll see you guys from there. I'll see you guys next week. Peace out.